Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome a newbie, a first-time guest on Conducting Conversations. He is from the Vets in downtown Providence, what some of you know as Veterans Auditorium, or you might know it as VMA. Now it's the Vets Auditorium. And here is the marketing director, Michael Graveson. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you with us. And we're going to get an opportunity tonight to talk about all the wonderful things happening at the Vets, including a lot of the restoration that's taken place and all the great shows that are coming in. But first, let's get a little background about you. Before the show, I asked you where you were from. I wanted to check you out and make sure you weren't from California or something like that. Make sure you were okay to be here. And you are a New Englander, right?
I am a New Englander, yes. Originally from southern Massachusetts, a recent retransplant to Rhode Island.
All right. So you've been back here for a few years now.
Been back here for about 5 years. Yeah. Took a little hiatus and spent some time in New York City for a while, and eventually made my way back home.
And when you came back, went back to school?
I did, yeah. I was in theater, actually, while I was in New York, and discovered the marketing side of the profession. And when I came back to Rhode Island, decided to pursue that professionally and educationally, and completed my master's at URI.
All right, right down the street at URI, a great institution, nice place to study. And now that you have become a full-time marketing director of the Vets, we want to talk about that wonderful facility in downtown Providence. For those of you that might not have had the chance to be there, I think just about everybody knows where it is, because if you drive through Providence on Route 95, it's right there, right beside the highway, and now very attractive building right beside the highway.
Yes. Recently, the state completed a $16 million renovation to the building. So it's been redone inside and out. You can see it from the highway with a brand new addition. The inside is gorgeous. The theaters, the lobbies, the event spaces, they're actually laying down a brand new floor on the stage, actually, as we speak right now.
Wow.
It's been an absolutely wonderful, the update and renovation that has been done to this building. Really brought back this historical gem back and really kind of gave it a new luster.
Yeah, anyone that's over the age of 50, as I am well over, can remember when the building was not so attractive, because beside it was this monstrosity of a building that was kind of a ghost building for many, many years. That's been changed, turned into the Renaissance Hotel.
Yes.
And that whole area now, that the avenue that they put in between the two buildings, and it's just beautiful right next to the State House in Providence. We'll get to more about the details of the theater, but we want to talk about some of the upcoming acts and listen to music about those acts. And the first one up is a man that I'm not real familiar with, but Tommy Emmanuel is coming on September 27th, 7 o'clock show, to Vets. And let's just have a quick word about, if people are interested in any of these acts we're going to talk about, how do they get more information and or tickets?
Tickets are pretty easy. They can go to our website, which is thevetsri.com. They can also call our box office. The telephone number is 421-2787, which is 421-ARTS.
421-ARTS, a very well-known phone number in the state if you're looking for tickets to events. And that's, don't be confused, that is the same phone number as the Providence Performing Arts Center.
Yes, it is. Our box office, when we're not open for a show in the building actually runs out of the PPAC box office. So if you wanted to walk up and get tickets, you can pick up tickets anytime over at PPAC. So it can get a little confusing sometimes, but if you want to pick up your tickets or you need to call the box office, the Vets box office is the same as the PPAC box office, which can be convenient at the same time.
Sure, yeah. You can have some one-stop shopping there. All right. So you can pick up tickets at PPAC for shows when you're not actually on a show day, right?
Exactly, yes. All right. And then our on-site box office is open any day that we have a show in the building, so you can get your tickets there as well.
Okay, this first act, as we mentioned, is Tommy Emmanuel. Tell us just a little bit about what we're going to hear here.
Tommy Emmanuel is quite a well-known artist for people that are really into guitar styling. He's a guitar artist and a singer. He is from Australia. He is kind of a prodigy of Chet Atkins back in the day. His music ranges anywhere from country to bluegrass to contemporary jazz as well. He really does a lot. He's known for his finger pick styling. For those who know him, you know, he plays with his fingers as opposed to a, you know, traditional pick. He's quite phenomenal. He really, really is. And anyone that loves guitar music, especially acoustic music, really should check out Tommy Emmanuel. He's quite inspiring with his music.
All right, we'll listen to an example of that right now.
Thank you.
Now, that's some serious guitar playing. Pretty amazing work there for Tommy Emmanuel, which will be at the Vets on September 27th at 7 o'clock. And one of the things we talked about was the relationship with PPAC, but you have another very important relationship with another building that millions of people have been to over the years, the Dunkin' Donuts Center, correct?
Yes, that is correct. The Vets is part of the Rhode Island Sports and Entertainment Complex, which consists of the Dunkin' Donuts Center, the Rhode Island Convention Center, and the Vets. So those three buildings kind of make up this complex, which is a great thing to have in the state, to have, you know, the connection of these buildings.
Excellent. Now, as a person that's been involved in the arts for many, many years and brought conventions to Providence, we know that the Dunkin' Donuts Center is connected to the Rhode Island Convention Center.
Yes.
And that the Rhode Island Convention Center is connected to the mall.
Yes.
Through the Westin Hotel, what you see how old I am, the Omni Hotel.
Right.
And now your goal as marketing director is that final link to go from, you know, like Nordstrom's to the Vets.
You know, it has come up in conversation, and there is a lot of support to connect the Vets to the mall on our end and just have one continuous connection through all of downtown Providence.
That would be great. It would be a tremendous tourist attraction, because I know, for example, I've performed in Minneapolis, and they have that kind of thing where you can just walk through the whole city practically in shelter, and that would be a great thing.
I won't make any promises, but no? I do know a seed has been planted. I will
All
say
right.
that.
Well, that'll be your goal. So the next time you come, you can make that big announcement. We're going to go to a group now that is coming in on October 4th, and this is a group that I think, you know, just everybody is going to be familiar with these songs. Another 7 o'clock show on October 4th, Felix Cavalier's Rascals, right?
Yeah, the Rascals. People probably remember them from in the 60s as the Young Rascals. In the 60s, they incredibly...
They're just not young anymore.
They're just not young anymore, you know? And actually, I think halfway through, they'd even changed their own name. So, the Rascals, Felix Cavalier is the headliner. He's bringing the music of that group to the Vets on October 4th. So that's exciting to have him come.
All right. We're going to listen to two examples of Rascals music that I know you're going to know both of these, and it's a lot of fun to hear them again.
It's a beautiful morning.
certainly two iconic tunes for anyone that's over 45 years old.
Not even.
You even remember those songs.
Absolutely.
And all right. So that's going to be the Rascals music on October 4th at the Vets. And that's a 7 o'clock show. The next show we're talking about is going to be October 8th at 7:30 p.m. start time. And this is Chris McDonald's Memories of Elvis in Concert. This is going to be, it's an interesting show. There's all kinds of Elvis tributes, but I've listened to this guy. He's pretty good.
Chris McDonald. Interesting thing about Chris McDonald, he is the only Elvis tribute artist to be backed up by Graceland. He's played at Graceland, the Graceland Estate. He's the only tribute artist that supports, that the Graceland Estate supports.
Wow.
So he's, if you want to see an Elvis tribute show, he's the real deal. He's the one you see.
All right, let's get that piece of music in before we take our first break. And this is Chris McDonald doing Elvis. And then we'll be back with more of the Vets and Michael Graveson.
One, two. Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote about
return the sender. I had dress unknown. I know such number. I know such soul. We had a quarrel. I had a respect. I am sorry. So then I dropped it in the mailbox and sent a special day. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote about
return the sender. I had trust unknown. No such person. No such soul. This time I'm gonna take it myself. Stand. Return the sender. I had dress unknown. I know such number. I know such soul. Return the sender. Return the sender. Return the sender.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Michael Graveson from the Vets in beautiful downtown Providence and the auditorium that has been transformed into a world-class facility. And Michael, I just want to take a moment to talk about some of the things you mentioned at the top of the show. You mentioned something about space, function space. And that's something new for the Vets. I remember when I was there, it was the auditorium, and that was it. And if you were real privileged, you got to go downstairs in the bowels of what was one time the old archives of the state. That's, of course, all been redone and is part of the hotel facility now.
That is, yes, yes. If you go downstairs, you're in the ballroom for the hotel.
Right.
So what we've done is we've actually taken all the space in the back of the building and renovated it and created some great functioning event space. We have a large ballroom on the sixth floor that can incorporate up to 120 people. You've seen that addition on the side of the building. In that, the big glassed-in encased walkway is a great space for cocktails. It is actually being rented out right now by the Art League of Rhode Island, so mm-hmm. It is presently being used as a functioning art gallery. So the building really, the transformation as an art complex as a whole has been absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place to visit, and make sure you catch one of these shows. It certainly is something for everyone in this list. We won't be listening to music about this, but A Bronx Tale is coming in, and that's going to be October 11th. And A Bronx Tale is the Chaz Palmieri. It's kind of a play slash.
It's his one
storytelling.
It is. It's his one man show. It's his one man show that was rated the. It was on Broadway for years. It was rated the best show in Vegas years back. He takes it all around the country now. It's just him on stage, and it's spectacular. Hour and a half, 2 hours. One person shows aren't really my cup of tea, but he just is engaging for the entire time, and you get wrapped up in his storytelling, and it's just everyone who has seen it absolutely loves it. It's a great, great show.
All right, that's going to be October 11th. And then October 23rd, a familiar sight, the Festival Ballet will be back at Vets. And that's going to be actually several days worth of ballet.
They do, yeah. They're coming for a weekend with their show Ballet Russe Reinvented. We love having the Festival Ballet in the building. They've been with us for many, many years, and they always bring top-notch quality ballet to the building, and we're thrilled to continue to have them.
Excellent. And then right after that, on October 27th, someone I'm not familiar with, but as you mentioned off-air, this is a kind of a unusual show. It's a violinist, but more.
Yeah, Zoltán Maga, he's a Hungarian violinist. The show is called From Budapest with Love. It's classical music, Hungarian classical music. It's him playing the violin, but he's also with an orchestra. And it's more than just the music. The show itself is a real spectacle. There's dancing. It's really for all the senses.
Excellent. All right, well, let's listen to an example of his music now.
Thank you.
Well, now that we have everyone dancing in their seats with that music, that was great. Very peppy, very uplifting.
Yes.
Sounds like a lot of fun. What's going to be coming in after that?
We have a couple of shows coming up after that, which are going to be really, really great. On October 28th, we have C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, which, for those of you that know C.S. Lewis, the author, this is one of his more popular books. I think people know C.S. Lewis from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. This is another one of his books, and it has been adapted for the stage as a play. And it is about the devil and his apprentice. So it's a really, really good time. A little dark, but definitely entertaining.
Okay, and then after that,
Last Comic
kind of switch gears, right?
And quite the opposite, actually. And then you know, if it goes from dark to light, we have Last Comic Standing, which, if you've been watching the
TV show
yeah. on NBC, which the finale is, I believe, next week. The top contestants go out on tour, and they'll be coming into the Vets on October 29th.
Wow! Right from hot from NBC, right to Providence.
That's it. Okay. Yes, indeed.
And then after that?
The Shen Yun Symphony Orchestra. So that is, people probably remember Shen Yun, the experience at PPAC that comes every year. This is more the orchestra. It's the symphony, very classic, you know, the music of China. Mm-hmm. You know, something that is very traditional.
But a large orchestra.
Very large orchestra, yes.
Very large orchestra, okay.
Yep, yep.
And then we get to someone we're going to hear an example of music of.
Yes, we have the Solid Soul Tour, it's called. Mavis Staples and Joan Osborne are teaming up to go on tour together. And for people that know Mavis Staples, you know, she's very prominent, you know, from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. She's the voice of a generation.
Right.
Her soul music. She is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. She is a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award winner. She is the voice of a generation, and we're thrilled to have her in the building.
A lot of credentials there.
That's it. And I'm sure she will deliver.
All right. Let's listen to Mavis, and then we'll take another short break and be back with more of The Vets.
I like the things about me. the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me that I once despised. I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me. I like the things about me that I once despised.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Michael Graveson, the marketing director of the Vets in downtown Providence. Wonderful auditorium and more now. That sounds like a tagline. The auditorium and more. Mm-hmm. And if you would like information about some of the space Michael was talking about, you can check that all out by going to their online service and get answers about possibly using the space yourself. Who knows? Retirement parties, whatever. Yep. Can happen in that space.
Absolutely.
And if you're lucky and you're upstairs in that ballroom space, you might see George Marshall with the Rhode Island Film Festival. He might be there, and
maybe,
you know, maybe he maybe. Could serve drinks for you all.
You never know who walks through our building.
And I just found out during that last commercial break that there's a longtime employee of the Vets. Doreen is still there, and that's
Doreen,
great.
Yes, she is.
That's great. So she's the long timer now.
Yes.
And so a lot of wonderful people working to help bring the arts to Rhode Island. This is just another facet of it. And all kinds of age groups are invited. And you have shows for different
we
kinds
do,
of age
yeah.
groups.
That is the one of the wonderful things about our programming at the Vets is, you know, there really is something, a little bit of something for everyone. And two shows we have coming up, one on November 21st and 22nd, we have Disney Live returning. This is their third time returning to the building. This year, their show is three classic fairy tales. I'm sorry. It is Cinderella, Snow White, and Belle from Beauty and the Beast. So Disney Live, three classic fairy tales is a great show for the kids. And then in December, on December 18th, we have Peppa Pig Live, which for anyone with youngsters out there who watch Nick Jr., they absolutely should be familiar with Peppa Pig. So Peppa Pig Live, Peppa Pig's Big Splash.
See, I missed all that. My son's 36, so I guess I'm the wrong generation.
You know, Peppa Pig is going to be in the building in December, so that's really great for the kids.
Bringing us to December, it becomes on December 1st a very, very popular group, one of my favorites, because they're a cappella, of course, and that's Straight No Chaser. And they have something called the New Old Fashioned Tour.
New Old Fashioned Tour, yeah. Straight No Chaser. They were with us last year, and I think they came through 2 years ago too. So this is their third tour they're coming through with mm-hmm. us here at the Vets. And the New Old Fashioned Tour rolls into town in December, and it's going to be a great time. It's one of those just high energy shows that people just absolutely love to see.
Although it's December 1st, it isn't actually a holiday show. They'll be seeing all kinds of music.
Yes, absolutely. But I had previously mentioned, you know, Straight No Chaser is kind of known for their rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas, so don't be surprised if you hear it.
There you go. All right, right now we'll listen to another Straight No Chaser song. As a matter of fact, let's listen to two.
Ooh, da, 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 da.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. She's here, you can take a break.
Because
Ba-do. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long.
Ba-do.
Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
Ooh, baby, here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Time I went and said goodbye.
Ba-do.
Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
Ooh, baby, here I am. I'm signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Well, Michael, I'm glad you were here tonight to tell our audience about all the wonderful things happening at the Vets and a couple more things that are going to continue into December. You want to tell us about those?
Yeah, a couple of things definitely worth mentioning. We have the New York Tenors. They're doing The Magic of Christmas on December 3rd. So if you're looking for some Christmas cheer, come see the New York Tenors on December 3rd. That concert actually is for a great cause. The Home Loan Foundation is raising money for the Assumption Parish Food Ministry in Providence. So come get some Christmas cheer and
do a good
and
thing.
Do a good thing. Exactly.
There you go.
Yep. And then December 4th, First Works, which is one of our, I consider them one of our kind of resident companies. They bring
kind of
some,
part of the family.
They are. They're part of the family. They bring some great stuff to the building, and they're coming December 4th with Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center. So that's going to be a great show, some great music, and then they're bringing a great variety of programming well into the spring. So if you're looking for more, in addition to what we talked about, you can go to our website, thevetsri.com, and definitely check out all the great things that are coming.
And if you'd like tickets for any of these events, remember you can call that easy-to-remember number, 401-421-ARTS, A-R-T-S. So, Michael, it was great having you on the show tonight. Hope you come back soon.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right, we're going to go out listening to a tune from the New York Tenors, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
When the call of a brother in need is heard, when there's a prayer to be answered and all you feel is heard,
I will lend you a shoulder, I will lend a helping hand.
No, I won't turn my back on you.
When your world has been shattered in pieces on the ground,
when your spirit has been
and a friend just can't be found.
I can offer you comfort.
I will answer your call.
No, I won't turn my back on you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.